ربنا ربنا.
Ask the followers of the remembrance if ye know not.
ربنا ربنا يا ربنا يا ربنا يا حي ويا قيوم نور قلبنا.
You're listening to the program The Key on IRIB English Radio with Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, The Key, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on The Key, we are going to be looking at a very important question. And that question is very relevant to the time that we are in. As you know, we are in the month of Ramadan. And the month of Ramadan is a very special month. It has many virtues. Some of these virtues we discussed in some of our previous sessions. Now, today, we're going to be examining a question relating to one of these virtues, and that is this. As you know, one of the distinctions of the month of Ramadan is that the month of Ramadan is the only month in which fasting has been made obligatory upon us, and we are obliged to fast in this blessed month. So today, the question that we want to pose is, what are the virtues of fasting? What makes fasting so virtuous and good? When we understand this, we can understand why God has prescribed it upon us and we are obliged to fast in this holy month of Ramadan. In this connection, we can look in the Holy Quran, the verses of the Holy Quran and the Hadith, to get an answer for this. Before we begin, it's necessary to remember that the cardinal virtue within Islam and the principal distinction which Allah wants us to acquire is taqwa. Taqwa, or the fear of God, or God-wariness, it's been translated in many ways. This is the cardinal virtue within Islam. This has been echoed. This is a theme that has been echoed in many verses of the Holy Quran. By way of example, in one verse of the Holy Quran, very famous verse, God Almighty says, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Inna akramakum Allah, Inna Allah atqakum, the noblest of you in God's eyes is the one who is the most pious or the most God-fearing, God-weary. So keeping this theme in mind, when we want to examine why piety is good, we can come to the conclusion that piety is virtuous and good because it leads us to taqwa. And in fact, this is something which has been mentioned in the Holy Quran. For example, in one verse of the Holy Quran, we read, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, O you who have faith, prescribed for you is fasting, as it was prescribed for those who were before you, so that you may be God-wary. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ, so that perhaps you may attain God-wariness and the fear of God. Right. So here, the goal of fasting, which it should lead to, is piety and taqwa. And this is because it has the potential to result in this disposition for the human being. This is what makes it so good. It doesn't necessarily mean that fasting will always lead to this. But if it's performed in the proper way and with all of the conditions, and all of its conditions are fulfilled, then yes, it should lead to this this disposition and this this quality of the soul, and that's why it makes it so good. In another religious text, in the form of a tradition, a prophetic tradition, it's been mentioned that fasting is incumbent upon you. This is a tradition of the Holy Prophet. Fasting is incumbent upon you, for verily it severs the roots of desires and removes wildness wildness. Now, here in this prophetic tradition, we understand why fasting leads to piety, because it teaches us how to control our desires and our passions. Thank you for joining us here on The Key. We were looking at the virtue of fasting in the light of the Quran and Hadith. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy, in the program The Key on RIB English Radio.
You can also send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.